Sunday.
Can I get another round of applause for Zach Jones, please? Sorry for the slight delay. We've had some issues with the board, but it should be good to go. Next up is a performer that I love hearing every time she plays here, and she's brought two wonderful musicians who we get to see quite often, I think, which is great. And hopefully you know them and you've bought all their music and you're big fans. Just like with Zach said, I'm gonna pass a bucket around down the wall, down the front, down the bar. Please give what you can, but like I said before, it's all about the attention to music. So no further ado, Emily Muir.
So I'm gonna start with a cover song by Rodriguez. Is it a huntsman or a player that made you pay the cost? Now assumes relaxed positions and prostitutes your loss. Were you tortured by your own thirst in those pleasures that you seek? That made you Tom the Curious, that makes you James the Weak. Something going, something you call me, but I see your self-pity showing as the tears roll down your cheeks. And soon you know I'll leave you, and I'll never look behind, cause I was born for the purpose that crucifies your mind. So come convince your mirror, as you've always done before, giving substance to shadows, giving substance evermore. Whisper to him too. Thank you, Zach, for playing your beautiful songs. Bunch of friends up here all playing music, hanging out together, the Scratcher. So I'm going to start with a song that is not, I'm going to be playing a few songs, I think, tonight that are not recorded. And this is one that I wrote about my childhood idol, Shannon Miller. Do you guys remember Shannon Miller? Yeah? What's that?
1996
Women's Exactly, Rise. Thank you. Oh my gosh. This is the first time. And this, I mean, it's crazy. Thank you so much.
It's the only thing we had on video when I was a kid.
Oh my God. We're going to be best friends. My sister and I had it on. We would record her floor routines on VHS tape, and we would sit and eat popcorn with Tabasco sauce on it and cartons of chocolate fudge brownie ice cream. and trade it back and forth, and we would press fast forward on the floor routine. So she was good, but she was great in fast forward too. We thought it was the funniest thing. It was before either one of us had ever smoked pot. It was still cool. This is called the Shannon Miller song. When I was younger, I loved gymnastics, and I pretended Shannon Miller was my friend. And on road trips, she'd come with us. She'd run beside the car doing handsprings and backflips. And I dreamt of being an Olympian, and I reached level 4 by 13. And I trained every day and wore glitter, and I joined a Greek acrobatic team. You know how I love to be thrown in the air. Felt like my body could do anything there. First heard at school, or sing with a voice so familiar, only I understood. And I dreamt of being in an orchestra, and by 15 I played Carnegie and the Brooklyn Botanical Gardens in the rain, Mahler's Fifth Symphony. You know how I love to be thrown in the air, living that symphony, echoing there.
Oh, really?
invite a friend up to sing this next song with me. This is Joanna Schubert. She's wonderful. Joanna and I met, I think this is true, Joanna. We met through an all-female choir.
That's true.
Called the Sirens. And we sing, we do one concert a year in the holiday season. And it's, how many of us? Like 30?
Yeah.
35 women get together and we sing in this beautiful Brooklyn, church in Brooklyn, holiday songs and non-holiday songs. And it's pretty amazing. So look out for that in December. It just happens once a year.
So beautiful. You gotta go.
Oh, thanks, Matt. Wish you could be in it, but I think that breaks the rules. I think that breaks the rules.
Scram, dude.
You're gonna get really close. You're gonna get really close, Joanna. This is called Some Things. This is another unrecorded song. You guys are so nice and quiet. Thank you. I have a passion, an answer to an open question that came through by visceral reaction. But as the days prolong, tasks have quicker satisfaction to find myself in deep inaction. After all, is it too late to start again? After all, am I just dreaming? There's some things are better done, and some things so undercover that even she begins to wonder. But not one question from her lips falls, no words to blunder, so our hearts go undiscovered.
Yes.
Joanna Schubert. Oh my God. I don't have a pick for this song. I'm just gonna use my. Oh, you have one?
Perfect.
It's perfect. This is our routine. Gives me a pick.
This part.
All right. So I haven't played a New York show since September, which is crazy, since we released a little covers EP. And now that's out, which is really fun. Woo. I have CDs for sale in case anyone still has a CD player. They also make great coasters. I have little digital download postcards as well. You can also just go on Spotify and listen to it. But my goal for this EP was just to play songs that I really like and that I enjoy playing and that I was inspired to do arrangements for. And when I was in the studio, I realized that most of these songs are like, you know, mid-90s. Early to mid-90s songs, some early 2000s, and you know, that was my era. That was my favorite time for music, so it happened. So this is a song by the band Wilco. Yeah. It's called The Lonely One. Stage pass, I caught your eye in a camera's flash. When the band came out, they stood behind you. Cymbals crashed and the lights went blue. You stood alone in the halo's haze. Shiny guitar hung on golden bay, and you. I check the phone, no messages on. I play the ones from yesterday. I play a song just to hear you say it. Woo! I didn't tell you what the set list was. Surprise. So thank you guys for coming. This is my third time, I think, at the Scratcher. And it's always just so lovely to... I mean, how many bars can you play in New York City where it's a listening space? I think just this one, maybe. Are there any others? I don't know. Maybe. I haven't been there. But anyway, it's a nice treat. So thank you. So I'm gonna play another cover song from this EP, and it's by the band The Shins. Any fans of The Shins? Yeah. Ooh. Nice. And this is called Gone for Good. Once I can get relatively into. Susich for playing guitar.
Yeah.
If you guys haven't been to $1,000 dinners yet, you should come.
Yeah.
It's at this place.
It's at this place.
This place I go to sometimes called Big Alice. It's a brewery. There's two locations. There's one in Long Island City, and there's one in Industry City, and they're both great. And we have the head brewer in the house, but I'm not going to point him out because his wife did. But it's very good beer. And Matt does a monthly residency there that has become just sort of like the best thing to do in New York.
Yeah.
And it's once a month, and when's the next one? Do we have it on the books?
It's like, well, it's a loose month.
Yeah, loose month. It'll be sometime in the near future, so look out for that.
Thanks,
Sam.
What are we doing?
You're welcome. Oh, that's a good question. Oh, we're
going to
do
this is an old song that I wrote about my love for travel. I used to work at an office job at a brand agency in my early 20s, and I liked it for a little bit, and then I tolerated it, and then I hated it. But the best thing about it was the paid vacations, which I went on one paid vacation for about 2.5 weeks. It was probably the first and last paid vacation I'll ever have, which is okay. This is just one long paid vacation, right? Being a musician. But so at the time, my now husband was working on a farm in Arizona, and I wanted to visit him, and we wanted to take a road trip. So me and my best friend went out to, where did we fly into first?
Phoenix.
Phoenix, yeah. And then we drove up to Seattle along the coast when we could, like Route 1 and 101, and it was amazing, and it made me realize that I did not like my job, and I needed to get out of it. You know, when you go away and you just get all this perspective. And we were driving in my husband's 1997 Honda Odyssey, which by the time we got rid of it had, I think, close to 300,000 miles on it. And there were literal holes in the floor of the car. It was originally my mother-in-law's car that he took, and we like to drive cars right into the ground. But anyway, it was just this magical experience, and this song kind of came out of the experience of driving through the redwood forest. So it's a love song for a man and that 1997 Honda Odyssey. Do you like car rides in the rain with the windows down and the wind singing? Where Spanish moss hangs like lace across the arms of trees? I wrote you a song. I try not to sing. It opens a door I have trouble closing. But you stopped your car and walked out into the rain, and I felt my senses opening. Happy. to our right. Our whole country and to our left, the endless ocean. Magdanash and Phil sing songs of traveling as we live. Stage for just one song, and I'm going to invite Joanna up. This is really fun, thank you guys. How are we on time, actually?
Three?
Yeah, I think that should work. This is Pete, by the way. He's awesome. What else can I tell you guys? What have I forgotten? I think that's it. This is a song I wrote, also unrecorded, about another song I wrote while I was about a road trip, kind of, or I wrote while I was driving, which is not a good idea. But I had my voice memos open and I was shouting. I had an idea for a song and I was like shouting into, well actually it was my notes. And I was trying to shout into it, and when I got to, I was on the road, I was on tour, and I think I was in Milwaukee, actually, at a hotel, when I finished the song, and I remember looking at my notes, trying to decipher what the hell I said, because many words did not come through. But this, I also... It reminded me, I was listening to Zach's last song. I wrote this kind of soon after the last election, and I was driving and I felt like I was kind of able to just think about things and process things. And I don't know about you guys, but my family is pretty politically torn. And you know, that's been interesting, to say the least. And I think one of the hardest things has been just the unwillingness to listen. So that's what this song is about. Leaves take turns, air turns cold. Longer we go without talking, the further from love we don't know. This would be your turn, but I keep going straight. That cut of the wheel is harder than not calling became. So I guys so much. We have our nieces here, Evelyn. Hi, Evelyn. Her friend Kate. She lost her voice. it's Evelyn's first year at Fordham. So woo! I know, it's very cool. Very cool. It is a big deal. Fordham's very cool. You went to it, didn't you? No.
I kind of half went.
You kind of half went to Fordham.
Stay in school, kids. Or don't.
Good old grandma for me.
So this is another unrecorded song. I'm going to get these recorded someday.
Yeah.
Someday.
Yeah.
this is called Alive. I saw the sun fall from the sky, and I thought I would die. So much for coming out again. Thanks for listening. Thank you, Matt Susich, for playing. I know, very quiet.
We love you, Matt.
Strangely quiet. And the wonderful Brian Killeen.
Daddy!
Last time we played here, Brian, your Parker was what, like a week old or something? Maybe not a week.
Young.
She was pretty
young.
Yeah. It was pretty.
Now she's all grown up going to Fordham.
Where have you been all night? I was waiting for all your zingers. That was a good one.
Wow.
Waiting for my microphone.
All right. Thank you, guys. We're going to play one more song for you. Is that? Yes, guitar. I blame it on the weather. It's not the weather.
Daddy's still...
What? That is kind of it. That's true. Yeah, this is just a lame excuse. It's not real. Well, it is real, but not real. All right, this is called Worth. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thanks to Scratch. Lying on keeps itself aligned. It's what I love you for. But you don't know your worth, your own world. You don't know it. You don't know your worth, your own worth. You don't know it. Concerned with all the many things that we just can't control. But you don't know what you actually can do. You think the way it is the way it's got to go.
Too much time worrying about you.
It's true.